Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted? Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants. Oh my. Oh, give me a second to catch my breath. Whew. Okay, I'm back. In case you're wondering, I'm inside the Statue of Liberty, making my way up a cramped spiral staircase with 354 steps that lead to Lady Liberty's crown. As for me, I'm wondering how much more I have to go, because this is exhausting. Whew! I sure hope the view from the top is worth it.
Oh, I promise the view from the top is worth it.
Huh? Who are you? Where'd you come from? What are you doing here?
Who, me? I'm always here, at least in spirit. I am Frederick Auguste Bertholdi, designer and sculptor of this Statue of Liberty. Call me Fred.
Oh, hi Fred. Call me Trusty. Okay, break time's over. To the top I go. I made it. I'm inside the crown. Wow, you're right. The view out these 25 small windows is amazing. I can see the New York City skyline and all of New York Harbor. It's beautiful. How high up am I?
Right now, you're over 20 stories or 265 feet high. But don't forget, there's an arm holding up a torch that reaches even higher.
Right. Smarty Pants, how tall do you think the entire Statue of Liberty, from the ground to the tip of the torch is? Is it 255 feet? 305 feet, or 420 feet. If you said 305, then they should build a smarty statue for you. The statue itself is 151 feet tall, and the rest is the pedestal and the foundation. When it was built, it was the tallest structure in all of New York.
Other fun facts, her fingers are 8 feet long, her head is 17 feet long, each eye is over 2 feet wide, and she wears an 879 shoe.
Whoa.
Except she's not wearing shoes.
Smarty Pants, do you know what the Statue of Liberty is wearing on her feet? Did you say sandals? Nice. Say, Fred, how much does the statue weigh?
450,000 pounds. That's over 200 tons.
Whoa. Excuse me. How many times have I told you not to talk about my weight, Fred?
So sorry, Lady Liberty, but he asked.
Hold on. The Statue of Liberty can talk?
Well, Fred gave me a giant 3-foot mouth. I may as well use it.
That's amazing. Here, I thought I'd be just taking a regular tour. Instead, maybe you can help answer all my burning questions about the Statue of Liberty. Like, why and how was the Statue of Liberty built? Why is it such an inspiring symbol for immigrants? And why the heck is it green? Get ready for a monumental whiff of history and science on...
Who smarted? Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Okay, Fred and Lady Liberty, take me back to the beginning. Where did the idea for a Statue of Liberty come from?
Well, Trusty, it all started with a dinner I had in France back in 1865 with a friend named Edouard René de la Boulay. He was very excited about the Union Army triumphing in the American Civil War and wanted to do something to honor America's commitment to freedom and democracy. So he proposed France give the United States some sort of monument. As a sculptor, that's where I come in.
I still can't believe I'm talking to the person who designed the Statue of Liberty.
You do realize that's not my real name.
It's not? Smarty Pants, what is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? Is it A, Liberty Enlightening the World, B, the Freedom Monument, or C, Torch Lady? Miss, if you don't mind.
My actual name is A, Liberty Enlightening the World. At least that's what it says on my birth certificate. But Statue of Liberty or Lady Liberty is fine.
Wanna know a secret? When I designed Lady Liberty, I actually stole my own idea.
Meaning?
A few years earlier, I planned to create a statue to stand at the entrance of the Suez Canal in Egypt. It was going to be an Egyptian woman in a robe holding a torch. Sound familiar?
Vaguely.
I was going to call it Egypt Carrying the Light to Asia, but they said it was too expensive.
Too bad. I would have loved having a twin sister.
So, Fred, did you actually build the Statue of Liberty?
No. I merely sculpted it. When it came to building it, I had the help of a structural engineer who later became famous for another architectural marvel.
What do you think that other architectural marvel might be, Smarty Pants? Is it the Empire State Building? The White House? Or the Eiffel Tower? The answer is the Eiffel Tower.
Yep, my partner was none other than Gustave Eiffel.
Hey, I know him! Smarty Pants, we met Gustave Eiffel in our Eiffel Tower episode. Oh, sorry, go on.
Eiffel created an ingenious iron framework, kind of like the statue's skeleton.
Thanks to his brilliant design, I can sway up to 3 inches in the wind, in any direction. Ooh, here comes a stiff wind now. Watch.
Whoa, you're really swaying. And I can't say I'm loving this feeling.
It's better than me cracking open and falling into the harbor.
Good point. Okay, so Gustave Eiffel built the skeleton, then what?
On top of the skeleton, we attached Lady Liberty's skin.
Skin? The Statue of Liberty is made of skin?
Not skin like yours, Trusty. My skin is made from super thin sheets of copper. They're only about as thick as 2 pennies pressed together.
Wow, that is thin.
That's one reason why the statue weighs so little. I mean, relative to its enormous size.
Ahem.
What? It's a compliment.
Still, not cool.
Sorry. Of course, when you build your statue out of copper, something very interesting happens a few years later.
What could Fred be talking about, Smarties? Do copper statues fall apart? Sink into the ground. Or turn green.
Hulk smash!
Believe it or not, it's turned green.
That's right. Remember, I'm made of copper. Until I was about 20 years old, I was a dullish brown, sort of like a penny.
But after being left out in the elements for all that time, her copper skin started to oxidize.
Ah, of course. Smarty pants, do you know what oxidize means? Oxidation is a chemical reaction that causes metal to rust. When most metals rust, they turn reddish. But when copper oxidizes, it forms a green layer on top called a patina, or verdigris. By 1906, the entire statue had turned from penny brown to sea green.
Whoa.
At first, they were going to repaint me, but then they realized my green patina actually protects me from corrosion. That is, it keeps my skin from crumbling away.
Plus, it's a lot cheaper than buying 10 million gallons of paint.
I'll say. So, do you mind if I go up into the torch now? What? Why are you both looking at me like that?
Trusty narrator, nobody's been allowed to go up into my torch since 1916.
1916? I wonder what happened in 1916 to make Lady Liberty's torch off-limits. Any guesses, Smarty Pants? Well, we'll find out right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9 Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. I'm here with Lady Liberty and her creator, Frederic Bartholdi, and they're about to reveal why the Torch has been strictly off limits since a fateful day in 1916. So, what happened?
It all went down on July 30th, 1916, which was right in the middle of World War I. On that day, enemy spies blew up a building full of weapons and ammunition just over there on that island.
The explosion shattered windows all across the city and sent debris flying into my torch-holding arm. It actually caused enough damage that it wasn't safe for people to go up there anymore.
Since then, only members of the National Park Service are allowed in there when they have to change out the lights. To get there, you have to climb this scary 40-foot ladder. You're welcome to try it if you'd like.
Oh, no thanks. I'm good.
Smart move, because you also have to worry about...
Ah! What was that?
Oh, just a lightning strike. Did you know I'm struck by lightning around 600 times per year? I once got hit 4 times in one night.
Unfortunately, it comes with the territory when you're 305 feet tall and made of metal. You're basically a lightning rod in sandals.
The good news is they've installed a live torch cam, so anyone who wants to enjoy the view can do so from the comfort and safety of the internet.
Cool! I didn't know that. What other secrets are you two hiding?
Well, I built a lot of symbolism into the statue.
Such as?
Take her crown, for example. How many points does it have?
Smarty Pants, any idea how many points are in the Statue of Liberty's crown? 5, 7, or 10?
The answer is 7, and it's no accident.
What do you think those 7 points symbolize, Smarty Pants? Is it the Earth's 7 continents, the 7 days of the week, or the 7 Harry Potter books?
Why, it's the 7 continents, of course, and the 7 seas.
Not to mention, the 7 points of my crown are meant to resemble the sun's rays. It's another way, besides my torch, to show how liberty enlightens the world.
Clever! What about the tablet you're holding in your other hand? I noticed there's Roman numerals on it.
That's right, Trusty. Those Roman numerals spell out the date, July 4th, 1776, the birth of American independence.
Don't forget your feet, Lady Liberty.
What about her feet?
Trusty, if you and the Smarty Pants had to guess, would you say I'm standing still or walking?
What do you think, Smarty Pants? Standing still?
No. If you look closely, you see my right foot is raised as if I'm about to take a step. And around my feet are a broken shackle and chain, which represent my freedom from oppression.
Whoa.
Ah, that's probably why people immigrating to America in the late 1800s and early 1900s saw you as such a hopeful figure.
That's exactly right. Many of those people were escaping from countries where they had little to no freedoms. I was the first thing those immigrants saw when their ship entered New York Harbor.
There's a poem on Lady Liberty's pedestal written by Emma Lazarus. It's called The New Colossus, and it includes the famous line, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free."
Any immigrant reading that would immediately feel welcomed in their new home, America.
You're truly an awe-inspiring monument, Lady Liberty. It's no wonder 4 million people visit you each year.
Ooh, speaking of, a new batch of tourists just arrived on the next boat.
She should probably stop talking and I should probably vanish. Not everyone likes hanging out with a ghost.
Sounds good, but this time I'm taking the elevator down. A special shout out to my Smarty Pants friend, Graham, and his smarty mom, Claire, in New York. We're so glad you love listening to Who Smarted every night on your Yoto player. Plus, we hear you're also big fans of our Netflix series, Brainchild. Amazing! We're so glad to bring your family joy and fuel your love of learning and being creative. This episode, Statue of Liberty, was written by Steve Monumental Melcher and voiced by Taya, Give Me Your Tired Garland, Kim, Declaration of Independence, Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh, New York Harbor, Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Crown Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian, So Many Stairs, Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tempest-Tossed Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Who Smarted?
Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.